Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. We are now in our second Shiur in Masechet Nedarim in the middle of Daf Gimel Amud Bet, and really completing a discussion that we had in the previous podcast, beginning at the phrase B'ma'arava Amri. In Eretz Yisrael, the approach that they had to understanding the source for Yadot Nezirut was Itan and Amapik Liyadot. Mean lindor neder. Some people understand yadot nedarim from coming from the phrase lindor neder. V'itana d'mapikle mean kol hayotzei mipiv yaseh, a phrase that we didn't yet encounter as being a source for this, which is in the opening line of Parshat Nedarim. It's on verse 1 on the page. Kol hayotzei mipiv yaseh, everything that comes out of his mouth he must do, which therefore extends it to the kol hayotzei, meaning even if you said it in an abbreviated form, you still have to fulfill it. Now, Amar, we go back to analyzing the Braita, and today's shiur will be totally focused on analysis of the Braita, and of several components of it. Amar, Uman Darim Over B'Val Yachel U'Val Tacher. So when we had the Hekesh, we said from Nezirut to Nedarim, we learn that Yadot, and from Nedarim to Nezirut, we learn that just as the second thing we learn is just as the father can be mayfair, the nedarim of his daughter, and husband can be mayfair, the nedarim of his wife, similarly with Nezirut. But the earlier phrase, the one we're interested in, just like in nedarim, you violate lo yachel and you violate lo ta'acher, which really is coming to two different kinds of nedarim. And the same thing happens in Nezirut. So the question we're going to deal with is, where does Bal Yachel and separately Bal Te'acher come to an application in Nezirut? Let's see. Bishlama Bal Yachel de Nedarim Mishkachala. I understand Lo Yachel of Nedarim. He said, I'm not going to eat apples. So otherwise, eating apples is permissible, and the Torah doesn't address eating apples, and you took such a neder, you only violate Lo Yachel Dvaro if you eat an apple. Kegonda Amar Kikar Zu Ochal V'lo Achla. If you made a commitment to eat a particular kikar and didn't eat it. I mean, the easier one is, of course, you made a commitment not to eat it and you ate it. Over mishum bal yachel dvaro, you violated it. Ela bal yachel de nezirut hecha mishkachala. How do you have bal yachel in the case of a nazir? Kevon dama harini nazir. The minute you say harini nazir, the Torah already places preset prohibitions on you. Habilei nazir. So achal kamen bal yochal, shata kamen bal yishteh. If you take a look at the next pasuk on the page, if you eat, you violate. And if you drink, the mishrat anavim lo yishteh. Right? So the Torah already put into it. And by the way, that means if you go to a funeral, it's lo yitameh. Right? There are preset isurim. So what's lo yachel coming to do? So Rava gives the following answer. Lavar la bishnaim. That means there's two isurim. There's, when you take a neder of nezirut and you violate it, you violate the specific preset prohibition the Torah put in, plus you violate not fulfilling your words, lo yachel. Now, that one was easy, but bal te'acher. How do we have bal te'acher in nezirut? In other words, we right now are assuming it means bal te'acher not of bringing the korbanot of nezirut, we'll get that to that much later, but rather bal te'acher to fulfill your nezirut. You're delaying it. How do you have bal te'acher? Kevon d'amar harei nazir, harei nazir. The minute you say I'm a nazir, you are a nazir. There's no bal te'acher. It happens immediately. Achal, kamim bal te'achal, etc. And you violate the things immediately. The answer is, ba'omer l'chsher tse'hi nazir. So possibility number one, as you see, there's several possibilities on the page. Possibility number one, which we're going to walk away from very quickly, is that if you say, when I want to, I'll be a nazir. And then, if you delay whatever amount of time we're going to consider a delay until you actually get around to doing it, we would call that bal te'acher. But that makes no sense. If you're ma'ar shetzeh, leka bal te'acher. The minute that you say, when I want to, there is no bal te'acher because you already put in the time as being open-ended. So Amar Rava, Rava gives the first concrete answer. Kegon de'amar lo ipater min ha'olam ad she nazir. If you said, made an editor that said, sometime in my life, before I die, I'm going to be a nazir. Then you have to actively fulfill your nazirut immediately. Just as we'll see in the sixth parak of Gitin, if a person gives a get to his wife and says, this get is valid 1 hour before I die, if he's a kohen, she can't eat truma immediately. In other words, we have to consider them already divorced. Why? Because any hour you could die. So therefore, if you say, this get is valid an hour before I die, it may already be invalid, in meaning that if you said, sometime before I die, I'll be Nazir, you might die in an hour, which means, or within 30 days, which means you're a Nazir already. And therefore, if you delay actively becoming a Nazir, there's Baal Te'acher. Achram Laltar of a Nazir, Ren Dilma Hashtamayit. Okay. This is a little unsatisfactory, because in the case of a get, what we're saying is we're concerned that the minute he dies, we will look back an hour earlier and say she was divorced, and then she was eating truma irresponsibly. But here, the sense of his neder of saying, at some point before I die, I'm going to be a nazir, almost indicates, as if he's going to say, at some point I'll commit to the idea. I'm committing now and I'll put it into action at some point. So Racha Bar Yaakov gives a second explanation. Gagar, a second possibility. Ngonda nadar v'bevei takfarot. Interesting possibility. You took a neder while you were in a situation that makes it impossible to be a nazir. You're in a cemetery. Okay? Now, the notion that it's Baal Te'acher is you're taking a neder of nazirut, but it cannot effectively devolve upon you until you're in a position to act like a nazir. So now, that itself is a machloket in nazir. There's a mandamar that says nazirut does not hit you immediately, and it hits you when you leave the Beit HaKfarot. But according to the opinion that says immediately you're a nazir and you've just violated nazirut by being there, me'ika Baal Te'acher. And there's no Baal Te'acher, you become immediately. And by the way, V'yor Ha'amar Mar Baravashi Chal Nezut Alei Mi'altar. Truth is, everybody agrees that you're a Nazir immediately. The only machloket in Nazir, in Masachat Nazir, is whether or not you get makot for being in the Beit HaKfarot, or you have to have been in a non-Beit HaKfarot to be and become a Nazir and then walk into the Beit HaKfarot. So the issue is simply about makot, but you are certainly a Nazir. Everybody agrees you're a Nazir immediately. So this possibility seems to be fading, but nonetheless the Gemara resuscitates it, and then that leads to a curious conclusion. Nonetheless, there's still Baal Te'acher. Why? You're delaying nazirut of purity. And this is something we'll touch upon briefly in the Darim, but of course the Nazir will deal with it full on, and that is the notion that there's nazirut to tuma, nazirut to tahara, meaning that if a Nazir takes a vow of Nazirut, and a person takes a vow of Nazirut, and during the 30 days, let's say it's a 30-day Nazirut, Stam Nazirut Shloshim Yom, he encounters a mate. Then he has to go through part of the ritual and then go back and become a Nazir for 30 days. So that's called starting a Nazirut to Tahara. So we're saying that everybody will agree that if the man takes an oath, a vow of Nazirut, while he's in the Beit HaKfarot, he becomes a Nazir immediately. Question is, does he get Makot for violating Nazirut where there was never a chance for him to be away from it? So that's the question. But he is a Nazir immediately. But what he has delayed is, he's delayed ipso facto, not deliberately. He's delayed by the fact he's in a Beit HaKfarot, beginning of Nazirut of Tahara. So that's the Baal Te'acher. But that's kind of difficult because he hasn't delayed Nazirut at all. And unlike a Neder, where you say, it's a Nidre Hektish, you say, I'm going to bring this Korban. And then half a year passes, three quarters of a year, and then we have the Shiur, the Machloket, and Rosh Hashanah about how many regalim have to pass to violate Baal Te'acher. It is the essential thing that you committed to that you are not bringing in time. That's Baal Te'acher. It doesn't parallel the way that we're describing it. So Amar Rashi Hoyel V'chein, and Rashi says a conclusion, an implication of this idea of Nazirut Tahara having its own definition. Rashi comes to a conclusion, but it almost sounds as if he's using it as a reductio to say, look how preposterous a notion this is, to defeat this possibility. He says if a Nazir deliberately violates his Nazirut by going to a funeral, let's say, then he not only violates Baal Te'tameh Lemeit, he also violates Baal Te'acher, because he is now pushed off fulfilling 30 days of Nazirut B'Tahara. I believe that Ravashi is saying this as showing a logical conclusion which ends up being absurd. Now, Ravacha Breda of Ikamar, he gives a different suggestion. Here's where Baal Te'acher, because when the Nazirut is over, you're supposed to come to Beit HaMikdash, bring your three korbanot, the Olah, the Shlamim, and the Chatat, and shave all of the hair, and then it's burned in the Tachar Adud, etc. So he says, if you delay doing that, that's Baal Te'acher. Certainly that's true according to the opinion that says, and this is again a machloket nezirut, that the shaving is ma'akev the nezirut, that you haven't fulfilled the nezirut properly if you didn't do the tiglachat. But even according to the opinion, it says it's not ma'akev, but if you don't do it, you've still fulfilled the nezirut. Mitzvat kiluach mi'am lo mekayim. You certainly didn't fulfill mitzvat kiluach. So Rachab and Ravika would say that the Baal Te'acher is about, not about the nezirut itself, but about the mitzvah of giluach at the end. Alright. Bazutabrader of Mariam Mar over Balta Acher Kormanotav. And this is sort of where we started out in explaining the Braita in the previous podcast. He says that the Balta Acher has to do with delaying bringing the Korbanot of the Nazir. Wait a second. Do you need our Pasuk? Nazir, Lazir, and the Hekesh with Neder, and say, just like in Nedarim, there's a Balta Acher Nazirut, to tell you that if you fail to bring the Korbanot of a Nazir on time, you violated Baal Te'acher? They're regular korbanot. You violate Baal Te'acher like any other korban that you don't bring on time. Right? The pasuk, take a look at the pasuk on the page. Nidra Hektesh. Heluchata Odva Shamot. Meaning that not only Ola and Shlamim that are Nidava, do you violate Baal Te'acher, but you even violate Baal Te'acher if you bring expiative korbanot late or don't bring them on time. So that would include the Chatat of an Azir and certainly the Olan Shlamim. So Mahu de Teima, no, I have a reasonable argument, which is Chidushu Shechichat Arba Nazir. Nazir has something unique about it, which makes it off the radar, and I would not be able to apply the general rule of Baal Te'acher of Korbanot to the Korbanot of a Nazir. Therefore, I need the Hekesh with Nedarim to tell me that, just like in Nedarim, there's Baal Te'acher in Nazirut. Now, what's the Chiddush? My Chiddush. If it's that I can't voluntarily bring a Chatat Nazir, I can't say, you know what, I'm not a Nazir, but I have a friend who is a Nazir, and in his honor, I'm going to bring a Chatat Nazir. Or just stum. I thought about being a Nazir, I'm going to bring a Chatat Nazir. You can't do such a thing. That's Chulin Lazara. And so you're going to argue that therefore there's no Baal Te'acher? Well, Hare Chatat Chelev She'en Matfis Abinera. Chatat Chelev is the standard Chatat. We say the Chatat you bring if you had Chelev B'Shogeg. The Chatat if you were Michal Shabbos B'Shogeg. Avodah Zor B'Shogeg, etc. All of those, that whole series of things that you're Chayav B'Mezid Karet, you're Chayav B'Shogeg Chatat. We call it Chatat Chelev or Chatat Kvua. So a regular Chatat, you can't be Matfis B'Neder. I can't say, you know, I feel real bad about the way I treated somebody. I'm going to bring a Chatat. You can't do such a thing. Nonetheless, a chatat chelev is over baal ta'acher, which means that the nezirut is no different than a regular chatat. And just like a regular chatat, you can't bring voluntarily unless nonetheless there's baal ta'acher. Similarly, chatat nazir has baal ta'acher from the regular source, not from our source. Elamai chidushay. So what's the chiddush? I might think that, after all, the laws of Nazir are more strict than others. Because if I say I'm only going to abstain from, let's say, the grape seeds or the grape meat or something, you become a Nazir for everything. As long as you use the word Nazir. So I might think, aha, so maybe there's no Baal Ta'acher there. But that's backwards thinking. That only works according to the opinion that says that if you say I'm only a Nazir from the Chatzan, then it expands to me a full Nazir. According to Shimon, who says that the only way to become a Nazir is to say I am a Nazir from all things, the grape and the Tumat Mate and the Giluach, etc. So in that case, Nazir is like anything else. Just like any other obligation, you have to explicate it clearly. So Nazir. And plus, the second thing is, and this is what's preposterous about the argument, is that the chidush of Nazir, the way we presented it, actually makes Nazir a more strict halacha, and therefore I have every reason to apply Baal Te'acher by Kal V'Chomer. If in a regular case where you have to fully explicate, nonetheless, there's Baal Te'acher, then Nazir, where I just a slight mention gets me the whole ball of wax, certainly there's Baal Te'acher. So my argument that it's a Chiddush has to show that it's a Chiddush in something that's lenient, not that strict. So what is the Chiddush? Here we go. Let's say that you only brought one of the three korbanot. Lachatan shlemi, you only brought one of them, and you were mitkaleach, you did the shaving after being on azir, only one of them. Nonetheless, you're yotze. In other words, you're now allowed to drink wine, you're not allowed to go to funerals, you're now out of nazirut. So lo lavor le valtacher. Here we got something that's working. Since in nazirut, even though the Torah obligates me to bring three korbanot and to shave, and after that I'm allowed to eat, to drink wine, and to go to funerals, etc. Nonetheless, if I only brought one korban and was mitgaleach over it, then or in association with it, then I'm still mutar. So you see a leniency about nazir. So I would think that there's no regular Baal Ta'acher. Kamash Falan, that's why we need the Hekesh from Neder to tell me that there is such a thing. So that's finally a conclusive answer that we can work with. V'bayitema, there's another possibility. Ma'i chidushe, what's the chidush? Shumnulamat fiso ben Neder. Now this goes back to an earlier answer we gave. The fact is that you cannot voluntarily bring a chatat nazir. You already asked that question. You already said a regular chatat can't be nitfas, and it's also Baal Ta'acher. So chatat chelev katya l'chapara. Yeah, but a chatat chelev is coming for expiation for a particular sin. Ha'id chelev. Here, the guy was a nazir for 30 days. He did everything right. No problems. No obstacles. And he still has to bring a chatat. So clearly this chatat is sort of a strange chatat. So I understand that a regular chatat I can't bring voluntarily, but there's Baal Ta'acher because you shouldn't delay your forgiveness, if you will. But here, there's a chatat, which is not coming because I did something wrong. Nonetheless, I can't bring it voluntarily. I would have a reason to think that there's nothing about delaying that's bad. I could bring it in a year or 2 years. What's the difference? There's nothing that I'm clearing up with that korban. Therefore, kamash b'lan Baal Ta'acher. Is that really true? Remember, a yoledet brings two birds. One is an olah, one is a chatat. And why did she bring a chatat? What did she do wrong? There's the midrashim that she takes an oath, she'll be with her husband, etc. When she's giving birth and she's in pain, she says things, but that's not pshat. Pshat is she brings a chatat for something which is not really a sin. And that's also Baal Ta'acher, which means you see another chatat, which has the regular standard Baal Ta'acher built in. So why would I think that the chatat of Nazir would not be subject to Baal Ta'acher, that I need the hakesh from Nedarim? The answer is that even the chatat of the oledet, you're right, it's not coming for expiation, but it is coming to change your status. Just like the chatat of a yoledet allows her to now eat kodshim, which she couldn't do. Remember, a woman gives birth, let's say it's a boy, for the first 7 days, she's tameh. And the next 33 days, she's Torah to her husband, but she's Tomei from the Mikdash, and on the 40th day, she brings a Korban, or there afterwards, and only then can she eat Kodshim. So in other words, we understand the reason for Baal Ta'acher. There's something that's getting fixed with this Korban. In the case of a Chatat Chelev, Kapara. In the case of Chatat Yoledet, eating Kodshim. In the case of Chatat Nazir, nothing. So, and because after all, if you only brought the Olah, you're still, and did the Tigalachat, you could still drink wine afterwards. So the chatat of the Nazir is simply a debt to God, but it's not anything that's fixing anything you did wrong or anything that's going to allow you to do something new that you couldn't do otherwise. So I would think that there's no Baal Ta'acher. Therefore, I need the Hekesh. Oh, good. I'm Amar. And then we look at the end of the Braita. Ma Nedarim av mefer nidre vito val mefer nidre ishto. Just like in Nedarim, a father can repudiate and so can a husband repudiate the Nedarim of his daughter or wife, respectively. All right, then I say the same thing. So, lama li akesha, what do I need the hekesh for? And it sounds like a very technical question, but it really cuts to the heart of it. The hekesh in Nedarim says that which we know about Nedarim will apply to Nazirut. But if you think about it, Nazirut is a subset of Nedarim. And since Nedarim, we have this rule that if a girl takes a net, her father can repudiate it, why shouldn't Nazir be subject to the same thing? So the answer is no, because I have reason to make a disjunct to say that in Nedarim I understand why the Torah permits repudiation, because it could be open-ended. The girl could say, I'm not going to eat apples the rest of my life, and therefore the Torah said that's a very serious thing and this girl might not know what she's doing, so you can repudiate it. But in the case of Nazirut, it has an end. The stam nazirut shloshim yom. The default of nazirut is 30 days. So, Amalo, I would think that the father has no rights of repudiation and the husband has no rights of repudiation of the netter. She took a netter, so for 30 days she'll be in Nazira, and then we'll move on from there. Kamash Malah, and therefore the Torah has to teach us via the Hakesh, that just like in Nadarim, you can repudiate the Nadarim of your daughter or wife. Similarly, in Nazirut, you can repudiate the Nazirut of your daughter or of your wife. Tov, we've completed now till Daf Dalet Amud Bet, and Amir Tzashem, in the next podcast, we will begin looking at the particular terms used in the second half of the Mishnah, which we properly identified as being Yadot, and we'll continue on in our study of Masechet Nedarim. Everybody should have a wonderful day.